Hello there and welcome to New Horizons, the weekly radio program of Blind Citizens Australia. BCA is the national consumer representative voice of Australians who are blind or vision impaired. Our mission is to achieve equity and equality by our empowerment, by promoting positive community attitudes, and by striving for high quality and accessible services which meet our needs. Hi, this is Ricky Chapman with New Horizons. Well, I think between the ages of 18 and, say, 34, 35 are one of the most challenging periods of a blind person's life, if you want to put it that way. You know, there's a number of changes that happen in that period, as many of us have experienced. The person I'm going to talk to today about this subject, she's actually doing a PhD in the area, so I'll be very interested to hear what she has to say. Paula Hobley, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Ricky.
That's a pleasure. Well, you're in the second stage of your research at the moment, I believe. So I'm just wondering if you could give us a bit of a, update as to what you found out so far and where you're headed.
Basically, my research is looking at how people feel about their quality of life. And it's a really important topic. And research is definitely needed in this area and particularly in Australia. There's a lot of work around people who are older with acquired vision loss, and there's a lot around adolescents, but not a great deal around that adulthood area. And another thing I think that we need to think about is the research, a majority of the research is conducted in other countries, and Australia now, people are taking a very different path where we're looking at more inclusion and less exclusion. So, for example, Australia differs somewhat in terms of schools for the blind, whereas countries like America have, it's my understanding that they're quite prevalent. So my research is asking people, what are the things that impact upon your quality of life? What adds to it and what takes away from it? The research is a 3-round online survey, which is totally anonymous, and I don't even know who says what. So it's set up so that you basically are the only person who knows what you've written. You basically assign yourself an ID number so that it can be the answers can be tracked, but I don't know who you are. So it's very anonymous. We had a bit of a chat on New Horizons in 2013 when round one came out, and it's produced some interesting results. We're looking at, some life domains and comparing the blind and vision impaired population aged 18 to 34 in Australia to the general population aged 18 and 34. And we've seen some significant differences in 4 key life areas, and those are satisfaction with community involvement, satisfaction with health, satisfaction with feeling of safety, and satisfaction with future security. People were feeling there were no significant differences between the two groups when it came to things like satisfaction with life as a whole, satisfaction with life achievements, and satisfaction with standard of living, which was really interesting.
Yeah, that really is. I mean, I'm thinking I'm just over that age that you're looking at by a few years, and I'm thinking about, how 10 years ago I was able to buy a house, or a bit more than 10 years ago, I was able to buy a house, at a cheap price and do it up. And I actually was able to sell at a reasonable profit. And I'm just thinking about the experiences of people trying to do that now in, what is a really tough economic environment as opposed to 15 years ago. I mean,
absolutely. And we've still got a long way to go in terms of equity in areas like employment, where, which would give people the finances to be able to buy that house and do it up and, sell it for a profit and that kind of thing. So it was of interest to me that, a large percentage of my population, I don't have the stat in front of me, were unemployed. Predominantly more people who were totally blind and totally blind with light perception were unemployed as opposed to people with some sight, which didn't surprise me. I was surprised that there was no significant difference around that issue of standard of living. What has happened in round one is people have basically presented some issues that they think have contributed to and detracted from their quality of life. And some of those things were loss of vision, anxiety that is specific to vision loss, looking at having to request extra assistance from people with, you know, tasks, inaccessible products and services, accessibility of the physical environment, and maintaining confidence, you know, bond with a guide dog and the discrimination that can come with that, and engaging the general public and educating them around blindness, relationship equity, so sort of feeling like you give as much as you receive, and being identified as a disability and not a person. So what round two is going to do is present a whole lot of issues that people from round one have said, hey, these have influenced, these have improved, and these have taken away from my quality of life. And now we're presenting this list to people and saying, we want you to rate this in terms of how you feel that this issue impacts on the quality of your quality of life. And I think this is really important in terms of, it would be great if the NDIA can actually take away something from my research, because it's the planners that are meeting with people who are blind and vision impaired, and it's the planners that I would hope would have a bit of an understanding of some of the things that influence people's, you know, how they actually feel about their life and the things that actually impact on that.
Yeah, I'm thinking too about the influence of peer support and peer mentoring in terms of the way people think about their standards of living, despite the battles or the struggles that they might be having, how big an effect that might have.
Yeah, and that's a really interesting point. And there are further arms to my research beyond the survey. Once the survey's completed, I'm hoping to carry out focus groups to really get into the nitty-gritty of the issues that people have presented, and not only looking at it from people who are blind or vision impaired's point of view, because they are the experts on their subjective well-being or how they feel about their quality of life, but also service providers. And like you say, that, you know, it'd be interesting to see where that mentoring fits. Does it support, or do people see people with issues and it sort of reminds them too much of what they're going through and it actually hinders? And it'd be interesting to see what the take on that is. If people are interested in finding out more about my work, firstly, the three main criteria that people need to meet, and they need to be aged 18 to 34. They need to have their vision condition assessed by the end of primary school and have no other disabilities that you think would impact on your quality of life. And I'm hoping, we did have quite a small sample for round one, I'm hoping that we might get some more people from round two that are interested in, you know, really pulling apart what's been said in round one, and the aim is to sort of come to some consensus about, well, what are the things that impact, what are the things that we think improve or detract from our quality of life. And particularly, like I said, with the rollout of the National Disability Insurance Agency, now is really a good time to be having your say as to what it is that impacts on you.
It'll be interesting to see the impact on youth services as well, in terms of the kind of skills or the kind of situations that we might think about preparing our young blind or vision impaired people to come up against, and ways that we can assist them in dealing with those.
Absolutely, and I believe there is someone actually researching younger people at a different university. I do need to say we have been given ethics approval from the Deakin University Human Ethics Committee. I think that's very important for people to know. So this research has been deemed ethically sound. Your identity will be protected.
Fantastic. And when can we see, or when can we expect the final results to come out of this work?
So round two is probably 3 to 4 weeks off being turned into an electronic survey for people to fill out. Once that has been done, I collate the results and I analyse those and then present the findings from that.
Fantastic. And yeah, well, we'll certainly promote your work in Blind Citizens News.
And, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, through the other mediums that we can. I think it's such an important body of work that you're undertaking, because if we can assist people who are going through these really challenging parts of life, where probably the biggest amount of change occurs when you think about it.
Exactly. That's right.
You know, all the better. And if we can do something as a peer-based organisation, you know, I'd really like to see us get involved in that.
Any promotion and support that can be offered would be very much appreciated. If people want more information from me, there's two ways you can contact me. You can contact me by email, which my email address is phobley, P-H-O-B-L-E-Y, at deakin, D-E-A-K-I-N, .edu.au, or you can call me on 03-9244-3842. So that number again was 03-9244-3842.
All right, Paul, it's been fabulous talking to you. And despite the few technical difficulties that we've had, yes, we got there and nobody will be any the wiser by the time I edit this thing. So.
That's right. Fantastic.
Yeah. All right, well, best of luck with your research and we'll certainly keep in touch.
Thanks, Ricky. Thanks for your time.
I was speaking with Paula Hobley there for this week's edition of New Horizons. And if you have any questions about Paula's research, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us at the head office. And if you've missed those details that Paula provided there, we can certainly put you on to her. Well, that's it for this week's edition of New Horizons. Stay tuned next week as we continue to explore the issues that affect people who are blind or vision impaired. Blind Citizens Australia is funded by the Australian Government through the Department of Social and Community Services and from the Victorian Department of Human Services. We receive financial and in-kind support from Vision Australia, Royal Society for the Blind, Guide Dogs Victoria and the RPH stations throughout Australia. Generous donations are also received from our members and the broader community. Blind Citizens Australia is located at Ross House, Level 3, 247-251 Flinders Lane, Melbourne 3000. Our national office contact number is 03-9654-1400 or toll free 1-800-033-660. You can email us at bca@bca.org.au. Our website address is www.bca.org.au.